In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth glorifieth Allah, and He is the Mighty, the Wise. He it is who hath caused those of the people of the Scripture who disbelieved to go forth from their homes unto the first exile. Ye deemed not that they would go forth, while they deemed that their strongholds would protect them from Allah. But Allah reached them from a place whereof they recked not, and cast terror in their hearts, so that they ruined their houses with their own hands and the hands of the believers. So learn a lesson, O ye who have eyes. And if Allah had not decreed migration for them, He verily would have punished them in this world, and theirs in the hereafter is the punishment of the fire. That is because they were opposed to Allah and His Messenger. And whoso is opposed to Allah, for him verily Allah is stern in reprisal. Whatsoever palm trees ye cut down or left standing on their roots, it was by Allah's leave, in order that He might confound the evil livers. And that which Allah gave as spoil unto His Messenger from them, ye urge not any horse or riding camel for the sake thereof. But Allah giveth His Messenger lordship over whom He will. Allah is able to do all things. That which Allah giveth as spoil unto His Messenger from the people of the townships, it is for Allah and His Messenger, and for the near of kin, and the orphans, and the needy, and the wayfarer, that it become not a commodity between the rich among you. And whatsoever the Messenger giveth you, take it, and whatsoever He forbiddeth, abstain from it, and keep your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is stern in reprisal. And it is for the poor refugees who have been driven out from their homes and their belongings, who seek bounty from Allah and help Allah and His Messenger. They are the loyal. Those who entered the city and the faith before them love those who flee unto them for refuge, and find in their breasts no need for that which hath been given them, but prefer the refugees above themselves, though poverty become their lot. And whoso is saved from his own avarice, such are they who are successful. And those who came into the faith after them say, Our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who were before us in the faith, and place not in our hearts any rancor toward those who believe. Our Lord, Thou art full of pity, merciful. Hast Thou not observed those who are hypocrites, how they tell their brethren who disbelieve among the people of the Scripture, If ye are driven out, we surely will go out with you, and we will never obey anyone against you. And if ye are attacked, we verily will help you. And Allah beareth witness that they verily are liars. For indeed, if they are driven out, they go not out with them. And indeed, if they are attacked, they help not. And indeed, if they had helped them, they would have turned and fled, and then they would not have been victorious. Ye are more awful as a fear in their bosoms than Allah. That is because they are a folk who understand not. They will not fight against you in a body, save in fortified villages or from behind walls. Their adversity among themselves is very great. Ye think of them as a whole, whereas their hearts are diverse. That is because they are a folk who have no sense. On the likeness of those who suffered a short time before them, they taste the ill effects of their conduct, and theirs is the painful punishment. And the hypocrites are on the likeness of the devil, when he telleth man to disbelieve, then when he disbelieveth, saith, Lo, I am quit of thee. Lo, I fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And the consequence for both will be that they are in the fire, therein abiding. Such is the reward of evil doers. O ye who believe, observe your duty to Allah, and let every soul look to that which it sendeth on before for the morrow. And observe your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is informed of what ye do. And be not ye as those who forgot Allah, therefore He caused them to forget their souls. Such are the evil doers. Not equal are the owners of the fire and the owners of the garden. The owners of the garden, they are the victorious. If we had caused this Quran to descend upon a mountain, thou, O Muhammad, verily hadst seen it humbled, rent asunder by the fear of Allah. Such similitudes coin we for mankind, that haply they may reflect. He is Allah, than whom there is no other God, the knower of the invisible and the visible. He is the beneficent, the merciful. He is Allah, than whom there is no other God, the sovereign Lord, the Holy One. Peace, the keeper of faith, the guardian, the majestic, the compeller, the superb. Glorified be Allah from all that they ascribe as partner unto Him. He is Allah, the creator, the shaper out of naught, the fashioner. His are the most beautiful names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorifieth Him, and He is the mighty, the wise.